Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Has his double-double today, and man, he powers in for 35 points, 11 rebounds, 7 assists. He does it again.
This team knows they can't hang with you, and you just got to reinforce it with your aggressive intensity.
There you go, Paschke and Marcus Johnson on the call. Fox Sports Wisconsin. Giannis signs the Supermax. 5-year deal, 5th year is a player option. So if Giannis wants to opt out for the 4th year of the extension, he can. This makes it the largest contract in the NBA at this point. And joining us now is a guy that is a former NBA GM with the Phoenix Suns and now our Radio.com Sports NBA Insider, Ryan McDonough. Insider calls are brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. Drive a Mercedes-Benz van and find out how far an extra mile really goes. Ryan joins myself, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, and Gary Ellerson right now. How are you doing, Ryan?
Sparky, Gary, I'm doing great. It's always good to be on with you guys. And Sparky, I think I'm going to call you Sparkstradamus from now on, because when we had you on our show over the summer, everybody was worried about the Bucks and saying the sky was falling and Giannis is unhappy and Giannis is leaving. You said, no, he is not. That's not what I'm hearing. And you were 100% right, my brother.
You know, this whole thing leading up to it, I was getting nervous about this Supermax, I'll be honest. But I thought if he didn't sign the Supermax, then eventually he would sign, you know, a 2-of-the-3rd-year option or something. I was just never convinced that he was just going to walk away after this year or let this hang for the entire season, because that really would not have been a good situation for this organization, having to deal with all the questions and everything else. But you've been in an NBA front office, and being here in Milwaukee, you know, a majority of fans, Ryan, just think that the NBA just doesn't care about its small markets, doesn't care one way or the other. All they care about is making sure they have superstars in the bigger markets and trying to figure out how they're going to fix the Knicks and how they're going to fix the Bulls. And they need to get those fixed to get the NBA right. And nobody really cares what happens in Milwaukee. So from a Bucks fan perspective, a lot of Bucks fans are like, screw you, NBA. He stayed. You're out of luck. You've been a part of it. How do you view it?
Well, I view it as whatever the player wants is what's going to happen. And clearly Giannis looks at guys like Tim Duncan, Russell Westbrook, early in his career, the first 11 years of his career in Oklahoma City, and says, I want to be like those guys. I don't want to be a mercenary who bounces around and plays for a bunch of different teams and has a bunch of different jerseys throughout the course of my career. I want to establish roots in the community and obviously continue playing at a historically good level on the court, given that, as your listeners well know, he's won the last two MVPs, and this year he was also Defensive Player of the Year in the NBA. So, you know, kudos to Giannis. I think, honestly, the easier thing to do would have been to play out the year, keep his options open, see how the Bucks did, and then have your choice of all 30 teams, including re-signing Milwaukee. He did not do that. He committed to Milwaukee, and I think that shows you that he's a different kind of guy. He's a special guy. That loyalty runs deep. I put on my Twitter this morning, guys, or this afternoon, as soon as the deal was announced, that remember, this kid grew up poor in the streets of Athens, Greece. He doesn't really come from a whole lot. He comes from humble beginnings, and I only bring that up because I think it makes him appreciate what he has that much more, and now what he has is the largest contract in NBA history.
Ryan, let me ask you this, because I don't want to bring the Milwaukee Bucks fans down, because you know, earlier all we were talking about was he's not signing a deal. Why is he not signing a deal? Is it the years plus this, blah, 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 blah. Do you think there was a hang-up with this deal, or he was just trying to take his time? What's your thoughts on that, why it took so long?
Yeah, I just think he was trying to take his time. And the reason I feel fairly certain that was the case is, as we discussed when I was on with you guys last
right.
week, he could have signed any length contract. So, as I said on your show last week, this was the best outcome for Bucks fans because he signed the longest possible contract. Don't worry about that player option in the last year. That is not until 2025. So he'll be in Milwaukee for the next five seasons no matter what, and then hopefully longer than that. I mean, the way these contracts go, guys, is if Giannis continues to play at an all-time great level, which I think he will, then he'll never get to the end of the contract. The Bucks will just keep on doing extensions, or at least trying to, and kicking out the contract so he never comes close to free agency. So, yeah, I just think that was it. I think it was a big decision. He'd never been in this position before. He came over on the rookie-scale contract, as all first-round picks do. That took the first four years of his career. He did the four-year extension. So he'd never really been in this position. It was a big decision for himself and his family. And at the end of the day, I think he spent a lot of time. He was deliberate. But like I said, this is a great day for Bucks fans. It's a great day in the state of Wisconsin because Giannis Antetokounmpo is now under contract longer than any player in the entire NBA. He's got 1 year left on his current deal at about $27.5 million. And then now he signed the five-year Supermax extension, which puts them technically under contract until 2026.
What does it mean for you that when you look at highest value contracts, the Bucks have one in Giannis and seven in Chris Middleton, and what that means as far as how this team is going to be able to manipulate the roster going forward?
Well, I think, Sparky, that's more of a question for ownership. It does limit their flexibility to some extent. I mean, they're not going to be a salary cap team. Let's put it that way. They're going to have to operate as an over-the-cap team. And what does that mean? Well, it means they can't just go sign a third star with cap space. That's not an option. It's not like they can sign Kawhi Leonard next year to play alongside Giannis and Chris Middleton. That's just not an option for them. So they're going to have to build a team via trades, via the draft, or if it is signing free agents, via trade exceptions and minimum contracts. So they have to be more strategic and more deliberate. But guys, that's the position that just about every contending team is in. It's almost impossible to be a contender and have a bunch of salary cap space. So I just think the main question there is, you know, can Milwaukee get creative as far as doing sign and trades and things like that? They made the big deal for Jrue Holiday. By the way, that deal looks a lot better today than it did
for sure.
Any time before Giannis agreed to sign this, because that really alleviates a lot of the risk that went out in the deal with New Orleans with the picks and pick swaps. Those picks and pick swaps now with Giannis under contract for the next 6 years don't look very valuable. So I think, you know, the Bucks are in a great position. I anticipate they'll be one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference, if not the entire NBA, not only this year, guys, but for a long time to come.
Right, and I think when you look at the Milwaukee Bucks, and a lot like the Lakers, you look at the Lakers now, maybe they're the front runner to win the championship. LeBron gets a lot of guys to come and play with him. I think now we could be at that point with Giannis here, with them knowing he's going to be here long term. Maybe he can have some guys come over and play with him as well.
Well, that's certainly what they're going to try to do, Gary. He'll try to recruit. As I mentioned, they're over the cap, so it'll be tough as far as a player just walking, you know, to Milwaukee, just showing up and signing with Milwaukee. I think that's unlikely. I think the more likely scenario, and what John Horst in the front office and ownership with the Bucks will try to do, is try to figure out a sign and trade. Can they build the value of a guy like Dante DiVincenzo, maybe to a lesser extent DJ Wilson, and obviously re-signing Jrue Holiday now becomes even more important,
right,
in my opinion, because Giannis will be there, as I mentioned. mentioned, they won't have a ton of flexibility. So they have Holiday, they have Middleton, they have Giannis. And, can they keep adding to that team? And his ownership, you guys know, Wes Edens and Mark Lazary and their ownership group, they're very wealthy. They're billionaires. So, are they going to continue to spend? I think they probably will. But, will they continue to go into the tax? Will they pay the repeater tax? Those are all difficult questions. It's easy for guys like us to sit here and say they should. But those are real dollars, and the numbers add up at a high level, especially when you get into luxury tax territory. So, but the Bucks are in a great spot. I mean, look, Giannis is now under contract for a long time, as is Chris Middleton. They will spend the entire year, probably offering an extension to Jrue Holiday to try to keep him out of free agency, or if Jrue is in free agency next year, try to re-sign him and then figure out what else they can do to continue adding talent to try to keep the Bucks as one of the best teams in the entire NBA.
Talking with Ryan McDonough, Radio.com Sports NBA Insider, former Phoenix Suns GM here on the Wendy's Big Show. The fact that he waited this long to do this, did this kind of screw over a little bit those teams that were kind of setting up to wait for him possibly for next offseason?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, one of the things that I read, I think most people read, is a good sign for the Bucks, in the Bucks' favor, was when Bam Adebayo signed the rookie scale
Correct.
Max extension with the Miami Heat. Keep in mind, Adebayo and Giannis have the same agent. That's Octagon's Alex Tsiratsis. By the way, what an offseason for him with two max guys now with the contracts for Giannis and Bam. So I personally read that as a good sign for Milwaukee that the Heat, as you guys know, they're probably the most feared, or certainly one of the most feared teams to be up against. If you have a key unrestricted free agent, and there's no more important unrestricted free agent potentially than Giannis, that is not a team you want sitting there with a bunch of cap space and Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra and South Beach and no state income tax and all that. So when they went ahead and did the extension with Bam, I thought that was a good sign for Milwaukee. But to answer your question, yeah, I think a team like Toronto let go, or they did re-sign Fred VanVleet. They intentionally structured that contract in a way in which it goes down next year in year two. The maximum 8%, I think a lot of that, or maybe all of that, was designed to try to sign Giannis or another superstar. It'd be kind of ironic if Kawhi Leonard went back there, but that was the intent in Toronto, and the Raptors made tough decisions to let guys like Serge Ibaka and Marc Gasol, who are obviously key contributors on their championship team a year and a half ago, walk. So those are kind of some of the ripple effects, guys. It's very interesting now, looking around the league, with Giannis off the table, the 2021 free agent class, which was star-studded and highly touted, looks a lot less impactful than it once did, especially with the extensions this week, first of Paul George, but then today at a whole other level with a guy in your backyard and Giannis Antetokounmpo.
So if you put your GM hat on a little bit, Ryan, now if you were the Bucks GM, now you sign all these players, Jrue Holiday, Middleton's under contract, you've got Giannis now under the contract, you've kind of done your job. So now what is the expectation for the Milwaukee Bucks on the court?
Yeah, good question. I think it's what they need to figure out in the short term, guys, and it's a good problem to have. But look, they're going to be a playoff team. There's no question about that. They've been the best team in the entire NBA over the course of the last two regular seasons. But I think the questions now are, do they approach the regular season differently? Because they've been so good and so dominant in the regular season, as you guys know, that I think to some extent in the playoffs that has worked against them, because they've had so many blowouts. So many games where Giannis and Middleton play, 25 to 30 minutes, but they don't have to play in the fourth quarter because the Bucks are up 20, 30 points, somewhere in that range, and that's how they can do the load management and keep minutes and wear and tear down. But that does not help you in a possession-by-possession game in the playoffs. So it's kind of counterintuitive to say, I hope the Bucks don't have so many blowouts this year because that's a great thing throughout the course of 82 games. But they need to figure out, have we done the right thing in the regular season the last 2 years? Obviously, led to tremendous results in the regular season, but to some extent maybe it may have left them ill-prepared in playoff games. So they'll look at that. One other thing I anticipate this year, guys, is I think the Bucks will make more changes in games, even games when they're winning or playing well or don't necessarily need to change. I expect to see Mike Budenholzer experiment with different things, tinker with different things in the regular season, because, again, they're going to be a playoff team next year. So to the extent that he can use the regular season as a lab and say, okay, whether we're up 20 or down 20, it doesn't matter. Now let's try a zone defense. Now let's try a different offensive scheme. Now let's try different player combinations. Let's work through all that so we have more options and we have a better feel for what works and what doesn't when we have to make adjustments in the playoffs than just steamrolling through the regular season, playing a somewhat consistent style on both ends of the court, and then getting to the playoffs and for the first time having to adjust when it's under pressure and when the stakes are at their highest.
Ryan, thank you so much for coming on, and I'm sure we'll talk to you throughout the Bucks season. Appreciate it.
Okay, always great to be on with you guys, and congratulations to all your listeners. It is a great day in the state of Wisconsin.
No doubt about it. Thank you so much. Ryan. There he is, Ryan McDonough, our Radio.com Sports NBA insider. Again, former Suns GM as well. And he joined us, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. Drive a Mercedes-Benz van and find out how far an extra mile really goes. He also joined us in the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If applying for home renovation loan, if you're feeling anxious, just breathe. And let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com. Got people on hold, Teddy and Mequantoni in Greendale. You guys are coming up next. The question on the table is this about Giannis. What does Giannis signing the Supermax mean to you? Could mean to you as a Bucks fan, could mean to you just as a person living in the city of Milwaukee, whatever the case may be. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Leroy Butler will join us later this hour as well on a Kim Lavoie Judgment Day as we broadcast live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.